Jimmy, congratulations. The day has come. The vote has happened. What was it like? Take us inside that room when the owners said, it's yours.
Well, they have the vote and you're outside, so I don't know what happened with the vote. Hopefully it wasn't too close. You know, you walk in the room and there's 100 people clapping, so it's somewhat embarrassing. You don't know whether to smile or look up or look down. But it's obviously a great, great day for our family, and hopefully over a period of time it'll be a great day for the Cleveland Brown fans.
Jimmy, you've been at training camp. You've been at preseason games home and away. You sat in the dog pound. You have been at Cleveland City Council. You've been at losses and a win last Sunday. Tell me what you have gone through with the fans, meeting them, and what you're feeling now as their true owner.
Overwhelming. Overwhelming, Jimmy. Last week I was in town and was going to see a business person downtown, and I walked into one of the buildings and there was a security guy. I was by myself, dressed like I am now, 70-year-old man, couldn't have been more than 5'2", and I walk up and I'm getting ready to say good morning. He goes, Jimmy, when are we going to start winning? And that's the attitude, and it's just the love and support of the Cleveland Browns is overwhelming, and we feel the responsibility and some pressure to bring a winner to this community because they deserve it. You were there Sunday night after the game. We talked a little bit about it earlier. I would have thought we just won the AFC Championship rather than winning our first game in 11 months. So I was happy for the players and coaches, and more happy for the fans to be able to have them have a great winning experience.
Yeah, let me take you inside that, because what I noticed Sunday as that fourth quarter unfolded, and you sense this is really going to happen. And I often
Once
wonder...
Once Billy Winn picked up that fumble.
I often wonder, have the fans become a little numb to the fact that, do they expect that, oh, this might have another bad ending to it? And I saw the glee, and I saw people hugging each other, and then I saw it continue right into Monday. And it reestablished to me, anyway, how much this franchise means and to those people, and what one win did for them.
Yeah, there's no question in that. We did go in the locker room and to see the players and the coaches and how happy they were and how excited they were, and then to walk outside and see how excited the fans. And I think you and I probably felt the same. It was like, can we hold on and win? Because we haven't been able to close games. But we not only closed it, but we closed it convincingly and really stuck it to them in the fourth quarter, which was great to see.
We've talked about this since you took the team over. It's a very young football team, okay? So you now own one of the youngest,
right,
closest to being the youngest football team,
right,
in the NFL. Do you like it that young? Do you like the way they look on the field?
You know, I really do. And, you know, let's face it, with young players, the jury's out, and you got to see how they're going to perform. But I would rather start in this position, and most people would say, well, you're crazy. You just came from that other team down the road. But we're starting with a young team. We've got a very good nucleus. We've got a good offensive line. Trent's obviously going to be good. Brandon's progressing. I think Joe showed when he got back the kind of player he is. We got some great veterans like DeQuell, and we're in good shape on the salary cap. So we're excited about the future going forward. It's not going to happen overnight. You don't go from, you know, winning 4 or 5 games for several years to turn it around. But we're going to work hard to make it happen as quickly as we can.
You've also met with ticket holders, and you've talked to season ticket holders who are current. You've talked to people who said, I gave up my season,
right,
ticket, and I would like to come back maybe at some point in time. What do you tell them right now to say, hey, listen, we're very young, we're on our way, hang with us?
I don't tell them anything different than I tell you, Jim, that we're going to – I don't guarantee anything because that's irresponsible and I can't guarantee everything. What I do is I promise we're going to work as hard as we possibly can to win, bring a winner back to Cleveland, and we're going to improve the fan experience at the stadium. But you and I know this. It's all about winning, and if we win, nobody will care what color the uniforms are or about any of that other stuff, right?
Whether they're sitting outside,
yeah, that's right,
or under a dome.
It's cold or raining
or
whatever, right? Yeah, we got to win.
Okay. Joe Banner is on his way.
Right.
He will be the CEO of the team.
Right.
What made him a good fit with you?
You know, we had heard of Joe and, of course, had always been an admirer of the Eagles organization. And the first time I sat down with him, I could see this is a smart, intense, focused man who is passionate about winning. And that's how we are. And Joe's absolutely no BS. He's all about the business of football. And I think he'll be a great fit for Cleveland and a great fit for our team.
Mike Holmgren will now basically step away. He took a gamble along with Tom Hackard and said, I think I took over a very old, slow football team when the two of them arrived, and we're going to make it young,
right,
and we're going to be exciting.
Right.
How will, in your eyes, does he walk away from the Browns and what he did?
I think holding his head very high. I mean, Mike is, I believe, a legend and an icon in pro football, and This whole experience has been wonderful for myself and our family, but one of the great parts is to establish what I would consider to be a very close personal relationship with Mike Holmgren, and I've spent more time with Mike than anybody in the organization, and he's a great man, and he's a great leader. He knows the NFL. He's probably gotten tired of me asking him so many questions, but he's been a good sport about that. But they've come in, they inherited the oldest team, we're either the youngest or next to youngest team, and hopefully we're headed in the right direction. But I know Mike feels good about what he's done, and hey, he's still going to be here through the end of this year, and we've got 10 games left, and hopefully some good things are going to continue to happen.
Jimmy, like all of us, are you very interested to see, for instance, what happens in Indianapolis? What happens after what happened last Sunday?
Just like you are, Jimmy, can we build on this? And are we going to continue to get better? That's what you're looking at. You know, we play Indianapolis, and then we have two home games before the bye. So, you know, you don't want to say, could we be 4-5? Because, you know, you don't want to eat one game at a time. But clearly Indianapolis is doing the same thing we are. They're rebuilding. They got a new quarterback. And so can we go down there and steal a win? Can we get our first win on the road? It'll be interesting to see how our guys handle success.
You've talked to your coach, Pat Shurmur.
Right.
He's coaching. And this is the theme. He's coaching a lot of young players.
Right.
He's even playing more young players probably than he thought he would at critical points in time. What have those discussions been like with him?
You know, Pat's great. He's a great guy. He's a gentleman. We've had very direct conversations. And my conversation with him beside, you know, asking about injuries and how are you feeling about this person or that person is, what can I do to help you? I mean, these guys are in the heat of battle. They work their butts off. They're getting after it every day. And I don't want to be a distraction to them. Let's face it, us get introduced the first day of training camp is not how you draw things up if you're a head football coach. And what I've told Pat, and we had a long talk Saturday night, is listen, just go out, work hard, do the best you can, win some games. Everything else will take care of itself.
Jimmy, you're 6 games in now, 1-5, and hopefully that will improve. But you're 6 games in.
Right.
So for people that say, well, what is he going to do tomorrow? What is he going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Expecting you now to do something every day, I think, do you preach a little patience and maybe
absolutely.
I got to let the season play out?
The worst thing we could do is, and we wouldn't have brought Joe in except that we felt it was important to have a seamless transition between he and Mike and let the two of them coordinate things for the next 2 or 3 months. And we'll look at everything else at the end of the season. But you'll really notice very little difference in our behavior. We're going to continue to listen, ask questions, and learn, and do everything we can to help the players and the coaches win games.
The Lerner family steps away now. They took over the franchise with Al Lerner initially under extremely extraordinary circumstances. I mean, as tough a turnaround as you can possibly be. Time crunch. True expansion team in the truest sense of the word. Randy took it over under very sad terms. The passing of his dad.
Right.
How have they been through the transition?
You know, they've been great. We sat in there, talking to the press in the other room, Jim. Our family owns the Lerner family, a tremendous debt of gratitude. I mean, first of all, there might not be a team here if it wasn't for Al Lerner. And I never got to meet Mr. Lerner, but I know him by reputation, and that reputation is certainly substantial and well-deserved. Norma has been unbelievable. Could not have been nicer to Dee and I. First game, went out of her way to meet us, hosted an event at her home. Has been a great friend, and Randy and I have become good friends during this process since we met the first time. So, they're, as you know, they're quality people, they're class people, and we look forward to continuing our relationships. And I'll just say it again, our family owes their family a big debt of gratitude.
Well, speaking of your family, your wife was quoted in the newspaper in a very wonderful article and said, we are all in.
That's
the
right.
Haslams are all
That's
in.
Right. That's right.
What about that? I mean,
she's been around
mom
me,
says
I think she's been
know.
Around me too much. No, it's great. And hopefully everybody will sense this. This is not just a hobby with us. It's not something we're doing casually. And whether it's buying a home in Cleveland, spend a lot of time there, or our presence, not just with the Browns, but in the Cleveland community, this is a big investment for our family. We take it very seriously. And we want to be part of the community and not just owners of Browns, but contribute to making Cleveland an even better place to live and work.